name's John.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Amanda.
And we founded Uplift Kids together. Today we're talking about the hero's journey or heroic journeys. The subtitle is Growing Through Challenges, and the summary says, knowing the patterns of life can help us grow with grace. And there's a quote in our What the Wisdom Says section from Abraham Maslow, a psychologist. He says, you will either step forward into growth or you will step back into safety. And this is something that all people have to keep in mind, that if we want to grow, if you want to experience new horizons, if we want to feel a sense of fulfillment in life, there are going to be times where we have to go on an adventure of sorts. And it's a theme that's cropped up in so many stories. Humans seem to have a deep-seated sense that this is true. There's so many famous stories that dive into the hero's journey. Star Wars, Harry Potter, The Hunger Games, the list could go on for quite a long time. So this lesson can help you explore the hero's journey, which can be a lot of fun in and of itself, but it can also help kids learn that they can face difficult challenges and that they should face difficult challenges to really find fulfillment in life. Amanda, as you've worked with kids directly, how have you seen this play out? A kid who might be scared of facing a challenge or trying to retreat or just stay in a sense of safety, you know, what can help a kid venture forth?
We not long ago had a podcast about development, so that's fresh in my mind. And I'm struck with the way children love to hear the story of their life in a way that sounds like a heroic journey, the story of their birth, learning how to walk, or the time they put 10 pieces of cutlery in the toilet. True story in my house, by the way. But just these ways children love to recount and hear the story of their life. And if we can reflect that story to them in a way that shows they're risking something, they're learning, they're growing, they're failing, they're laughing, and they're coming out the other side only to encounter a new challenge, can really help to support them in having confidence in their ability to take on a new risk or try something difficult. And in the counseling setting, when I don't have a bank of stories or a lot of prior knowledge of a student, so I can't maybe, unless they can remember a story, if I don't know of a story where they've overcome, you can help a student connect with the story that they already love, that's already alive in them. You already mentioned a few, John. It could be Ramona Quimby. It could be an anime character. But helping them connect with the story that they already love and see how that character has taken a risk, something that they weren't sure about and tried, and maybe they fumbled and maybe they failed, but they learned something from it. They grew from it. That can be a really powerful way to support kids in like being the hero of their own story.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. It speaks to why sharing stories and reading stories as a family is such a good activity. When a parent can point to different examples in literature, then that can be a way for kids to rally the courage to face whatever they're facing. And it speaks to just the power and timelessness of literature. Michelle, any thoughts that you'd add to that?
Yeah, I'm really thinking about the first step of the hero's journey, which is the call to adventure. And in the lesson, we talk about it being like an inner yearning, an inner voice, and it calls you towards something new, towards growth. And like you've talked about, sometimes that spark in us might come from actually reading like someone in a book, wow, Harry Potter went on this adventure. And I noticed that there's this same waking up in me, like a same call to adventure. And it can be so simple. It can be so small. I'm thinking about a story of when I was a kid. I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and I was quite a cautious kid. All my siblings were kind of like wild and adventurous, and I was on the more cautious side. And there was this upcoming race. So this park had a race every year, where it was just a hill that you would ride your bike down. And at that age, I was just riding a big wheel. We were all riding our big wheels. So it was this big wheel race. But I was so terrified to go down this hill. And something in me, even though I was, something in me was like, I keep missing out on things that feel everyone's so happy when they do them, but I keep missing out on those because I'm afraid. And something that day with that particular race woke up in me and said, I want to do this race. And part of the hero's journey is you meet people to help you. You cross this threshold where you're like, I'm going to do it. And we'd go to the park and my family would be right there alongside me. And I'd tackle that hill, which I've been back to that hill now. And it's like barely able to call it a hill. But at the time, it felt like a mountain. And something in me said, no, this is time. You cross the threshold, you say, I'm signing up for the race. And then there's this victory. Like I probably maybe came in last because I was like constantly putting on the brakes, but I did the race and I did the hill. And then part of a hero's journey is you come back home, you come back to this place of stability, but you're different when you come back. And I remember going down the same street I'd always rode my big wheel on like a week later, but feeling different, like, I'm somebody who tackles hills, you know, I'm somebody who signs up for the race. And that's part of it is coming back to the same life, but totally different. So this rhythm, this natural thing that shows up over and over in stories in our lives, it's like learning that rhythm that, yeah, there's something in me that wakes up and says, I'm crossing the threshold, I'm going to do this thing. And you face challenges. And it can be hard and you call in help and you come back different. And that rhythm is that's growth. That's change right there.
Yeah, it really is such a rhythm. And it's so important to keep both ends of that journey in mind, meaning to help kids cross the threshold. And when they have done it, to say, it's amazing that you've done it. Let's celebrate that it happened and let's rest so that then they can be ready for when the next adventure calls. Both of those aspects of the rhythm are so important to not just go, but to also celebrate the times of stability so that then the next time that they're called to an adventure, it can feel natural.
I love that you point that out, John, just that the flip side of the heroic journey is equally and paradoxically true, that we're whole and complete just as we are right now. There's nothing to do. We don't have to earn love. We don't have to go out and earn our belonging. It's a given. We belong and we're loved. And so balancing those messages both to our kids and ourselves of both being and becoming, just both discovering and being in the stillness. It's, yeah, I just sense the wisdom of it. And in that place, all the periods of life, all the processes that we go through are full and complete and worthy of celebration.
It's so useful to sit as a parent and think about what each kid needs in this moment and what I need too. Do certain kids need a little bit of encouragement to cross the threshold, to get out, adventure, do something that's risky? Do other kids need assurance that they're okay, everything's okay as they are? Obviously, we want to be cognizant of both of those things at all times for all kids, but we can sense into where we should be leaning on that front and do the same for ourselves. Are we in kind of a rut? Are we feeling like maybe our life isn't as fulfilled as it could be? What adventure are we holding back from?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about the inner compass and developing the inner compass. And part of that is also trusting. So first, it's the development of that inner compass and then trusting that we or that our kids can actually use that as a tool to decide, like, when is it time to rest? And when is it time to move into something? And I was working with a client the other day that was deciding, they're in high school and they were deciding if they wanted to try out for a choir. And we spent a lot of the session just sensing into their own inner compass. It was like, wow, like what are times in the past when you've known, like, it's time to actually really do this thing? Or What are the things about this that you feel really drawn to? And the whole session was just sensing over and over again into their own inner compass to know if this was the thing that they're really feeling called to or not. Are they not doing it because they're afraid? It's so sensing into what else is here to actually know and trust what's calling us, what that inner compass is guiding us towards.
I love that because it signifies that we can approach it with wisdom. We don't have to rush toward a challenge simply because it's a challenge. That's not what the goal is here. The goal is to really listen from an internal space and recognize like, oh, no, this is the thing I'm being called to or drawn toward, and I need to cross the threshold. Or recognize like, I think that's not really it. I need to wait for a little longer for clarity to know when I should cross that threshold. Either is okay. It's about learning to follow that inner compass, that inner wisdom. All right. So thanks so much for listening today. Use this lesson to walk through the hero's journey. It can be a lot of fun just to learn the hero's journey together and see how it surfaces in so many stories and have fun exploring those stories together. And it can open up a world of literature that can then really be strength in children's lives and even in the lives of grownups. You know, I still find inspiration in so many of those stories that I explored as a kid. They still speak to me. So thanks for listening and have a good day.